friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, and from Fifth Avenue in New York City on this, the 255th St. Patrick's Day Parade, the largest, the greatest parade in the world, bar none. I want to welcome Andrew Murphy, who is the Chief Commercial Officer of the Shannon Group. Andrew, you're very welcome indeed. And let me not hold you up because in moments you'll be heading up the avenue with Claire with the and indeed let's start with many people who are listening to our program would be very familiar with Shannon Airport, but you might tell us about Shannon Group and as the commercial officer, chief commercial officer.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian, and good afternoon to you and to your listeners, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, I mean, Shannon Group is it's a newly formed entity. We're about 18 months old, owned by the Irish government, but our remit is very much a commercial one, to make money and to fund ourselves. It's made up of three companies: the airport, as you mentioned, the Shannon Heritage business, which is all the various castles, so Bunratty Castle is an example, and we've eight different venues, and we'll welcome 750,000 visitors this year through those venues. And our most recent venture in that is we're managing the GPO 1916 Witness History Museum for the next 5 years under a contract. So that's very exciting. And the final element is the property business that we have, that we're the largest commercial landlord in Munster, and we're seeking to try and attract inward investment with the IDA and all our colleagues across the globe in terms of investment into Ireland. So, look, it's an exciting new time for the group, and we're tremendously excited to be here in New York representing the group and representing Ireland. And I'm just gobsmacked by the activity today. As I said, I'm on Fifth Avenue, but this morning I've already been to Gracie Mansion and been to a couple of breakfasts. So it's been a fantastic day so far, and I'm very excited to start marching shortly with the Claremont Association.
We were delighted, of course, on opening day to have as our guest the chairman of Shannon Group, Rose Hines. And that was the first time that we got the notion that Shannon, well, most of us knew about the Shannon Duty Free, Shannon Airport, and the duty free facilities, which built up an area in my day when I left Ireland back in 1959 with my late brother Enda and his wife Frances. Rynana was the long, lonesome road heading out to indeed what would become Shannon Airport and the Shannon Group. What does that mean to the economy of the West?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important. I mean, the airports, there's 600 or 700 people directly employed there through ourselves and other companies. The industrial estate, for example, just down the road, which was the first free zone in the world, has over 7,000 employees, and that spreads right across all our portfolio then, and equally in the tourism side of our business, we employ up to 1,000 people, depending on the seasonality, and again, the knock-on effects of that. So, and a good example is Bunratty Village, where the castle is situated. There are several businesses spun off the back of the castle and the attraction. So it is, you're right, Adrian, it's really, really important. It's interesting you mentioned the duty free earlier. It founded, duty free is worth $65 billion a year now to the travel trade industry, and it was founded by a humble 6 Mile Bridge man by the name of Brendan O'Regan, and that will, it'll be 70 years old next year from when it was founded in Shannon. And equally, it will be his 100th birthday next year. Now he's since passed away. So there are two really big milestones for us next year, and something that's very exciting. And I don't think he'd have ever thought that it would turn out to be $65 billion business. So
incredible,
a really great success story there,
I know that for many decades of my own broadcast here, we always seem to, you know, speak of Shannon and Shannon Airport as a stepchild of Dublin. And I have to be, you know, somewhat careful here, considering that when Enda, Francis, and myself emigrated to America, the rest of the family immigrated to Dublin. However, let's say there was a constant threat to Shannon, to the whole area, to the region. And God knows, and it is so true, that every effort in the world had been made to, you know, overfly Shannon Airport, to that the, you know, the future of Shannon and Shannon Airport had always been an issue. So consequently, I would say, even though it's relatively new, your organization is relatively new, there's a lot. There is no threat to Shannon. As a matter of fact, it is indeed with the heritage and the development and the commercial properties and Shannon Group, that threat is long gone, and not before its time. But the economy in Ireland, the recovery of the economy, is indeed greatly enhanced by Shannon and the Shannon Group, and we are really proud and very happy about that.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian. I mean, you're right. I mean, there was lots of years of uncertainty. I think you know, the fact that we've an independent entity now allows us to be masters of our own destiny in terms of putting the business back in a stable footing. We are at about 1.7 million passengers this year. That's up about 22% over the past 3 years. So we've started to grow the business back, but we have to continue to do it. And, you know, for us, every passenger counts. And, you know, we like to have a customer service ethos around that. Every visitor counts to all our heritage attractions, and, you know, every tenant counts in our property business. And that's a really important ethos that we have to bring to continue to kind of push ourselves forward and, you know, kind of shake off the shackles of what you refer to as survival and make it about being viable and vibrant and growing the local economy. And we're all really passionate about that. I mean, I'm from Clare. I'm from Shannon originally. So it's a really important mission for me, and it is for the whole team. So we're really excited about it. And, you know, this trip to New York is about that. It's about promoting Shannon as a gateway to the west coast of Ireland, to the Wild Atlantic Way, and we're working with Tourism Ireland and Launch Ireland and all the various bodies on that. So we hope it'll be a very successful trip. And, you know, thanks to your radio show for giving us an opportunity to speak to your listeners about it.
Yeah, but both of us could get into a lot of trouble here, because Clare is ready to march up Fifth Avenue. And, you know, it's not what the promotion and indeed the great success of the Shannon Group would indeed, we could get the Drogheachail in no time flat. If you don't get on the parade, and if you don't get on the parade route there with the County of Clare. Andrew Murphy, again, could you give us a website where our listeners worldwide can find out what the Shannon Group does and where, in fact, that information is available?
Sure. So I'm going to be selfish and give you three before I get hauled into the parade.
Go ahead. Yeah.
ShannonGroup.ie, ShannonAirport.com, and we've a newly launched business, which is ShannonDutyFree.com, which is a new online business selling duty-free and Irish products. So there's three. If you asked me for one, apologies, Adrian.
No, that's all right. As a matter of fact, okay, give those three again, and then get on the parade. Get on there with the clip. Okay.
It's www.shannongroup.ie, www.shannonairport.ie or .com, one or the other, and shannondutyfree.com. And thanks again for your time, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
And a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you too. Andrew Murphy there, friends, live from the parade, the 255th St. Patrick's Day Parade on Fifth Avenue in New York. And here's a